Welcome to Look Who's Talking, and this is the final in our series of interviews with our Level 2 project candidates. So I'll let Olivia introduce her project, and then she can tell us perhaps what inspired her to choose that as a project.
Well, my project was based around Achilles and the Trojan War, something I've been passionate about for quite a while. Ever since we did a topic on the Romans in Year 5, I've always loved mythology and fantasy, and that was only sort of increased by my reading of the Percy Jackson books by Rick Riordan, which I still read nowadays. I looked at why the legend of Achilles and the Trojan War has endured for so long, and what different influences, which of those influences have had an impact, the biggest impact on its survival today. So that I was looking at things like literature and art and film and music and things like that.
So in a sense, what you've been doing in classics stimulated your passion to look into that more. Did what you find out feed back into your studies in classics? You're still doing classics?
Yes, I am, and I'm planning to take classics at A level, and I think my doing the project is just increased my love for it, and apparently we do the Odyssey in classics at A level, and I read for my project the Iliad, which is sort of almost a prequel in its own right to the Odyssey, because it's obviously by Homer, and whilst the Iliad details Achilles and the Trojan War, the Odyssey is about Odysseus and what happens to him after the Trojan War.
That's quite interesting, because very often people are doing projects which are on themes which are related to topics that we might do in school, but that one actually clearly has an impact, so that's good. What else then about, perhaps about thinking more about the skills that you gained while you were conducting your project that can obviously be applied within classics or any other subjects too? Any general skills that you picked up?
Well, I learned how to manage my time and how important that was. Because towards the start of the project, I wasn't aware of how organised I would have to be, which had a bit of an impact on me towards the end of it, as I suddenly realised I had 2 weeks to design and create a stained glass piece, as well as write an essay. So that was a fun time to be me, but I certainly know the importance of time management now. And I also learned other more technological skills, like how to search using things like Google Scholar, which give you more accurate results, really. Ones that, like, more, you know, they're reliable, really, instead of something that someone has edited into Wikipedia and not, like, given a source for it or anything, which you have to be wary of, particularly when you're doing these projects, because you don't know where things have come from.
Yeah, I think that's quite significant. You do need to use different search tools. By all means, use Google, but use it in a different way. So that was a useful thing to learn. Thinking about time management then, and you said that that was something you learned. In what ways is time management in doing a normal GCSE different from time management as far as the Level 2 project is concerned? Why is it something that you've perhaps not picked up or had to concentrate on as much in other GCSEs?
Well, the EPQ is obviously a shorter course than your normal GCSE, and it does all happen quite quickly, and I think because it is an extra thing, you tend to put it at the bottom of the pile when you've got things like controlled assessments coming up, and with that you do focus on your controlled assessments because you think the EPQ is optional, this GCSE isn't, I need to do this, and of course, so you do put the EPQ at the bottom of the pile. But I think if you do that too often, it could end up coming back to annoy you later. But I think GCSE wise, it is on a it's over a longer period of time, and you sort of in year 10 you have sort of it's sort of broken up into very short periods of time, like from controlled assessment to controlled assessment, and you work up to that, depending on which subjects you're taking, of course. But you can always see that there will be the exam at the end of the year, and you have study leave to prepare for that. And I think a lot of people focus on the fact that you do get quite a bit of study leave to revise in, whereas with the EPQ, you had it going on whilst everything else was happening, which was fine because we did have the holidays for times like when we only had like one English control assessment and that was it. That meant over the holidays we could focus on the EPQ and how we were going to do it and actually start doing it. And I did do a lot of my EPQ over the holidays because I always found I had the most time then. Because at school, like during school time, you've got homework and controlled assessments, which take priority, I think. Or they did for me until it came to the point where I really had to put my EPQ first.
Thinking about holiday work then, and actually just getting on with the project during holiday time, did you find that because you got, I suppose, bigger slots of time then, that particularly worked for the sort of extended way that you need to approach a project?
It did really help because it got to the point where I had a slight mishap where I wrote an essay for my EPQ and then realised I'd structured it wrong. I'd structured it like an English essay instead of a research essay. So I kind of hit a low point at that point because I didn't know what to do and the deadline was getting closer and closer, and then the holidays came up and I sat down in the holidays and I researched everything even more thoroughly than I had before, and I had a big, massive, like, A3 sheet of paper. It was more like card, actually, and I just wrote all my research and linked it to everything, and seeing it put out like that, and it took me the whole day, but seeing it like that really did help me to then write my essay, and I found I was better at writing my essay when I had an extended period of time to do it in instead of adding a sentence here or there. If you sit down and do it, it is hard. It's hard to start it because you're kind of putting it off and putting it off because you're like, oh, I don't have time. I don't want to get into this. But once you do start it, it suddenly becomes 10 times easier to write it because you get into a flow and you realise that you do actually like the topic you're writing on, even though you might have thought that, oh, I'm doing this again. But yeah, if you sit down and do it, it's a lot easier.
I think that's a powerful message for us all. If we're doing a long piece of work or something that's extended, actually creating that, I suppose it's a little bit like a concept map or a mood board or whatever you want to call it, where you've got everything on. That's a really useful tip. You mentioned some of the low points there. What were the high points? What bits really stuck out for you as being, wow, really glad I did this?
Well, for me, the high points, whilst I enjoyed the journey, it was definitely the getting there that I really enjoyed. One of the main things that I loved doing was the stained glass. So that was a high point for me because I'd taken a step back from the essays and the more academic side of things. And I don't do art as a GCSE. So I'd not done anything particularly creative in that aspect for quite a while. And I just loved doing the stained glass because it was almost therapeutic, sort of doing the process, and finishing the stained glass was really good, just holding it up and seeing it. And another point was the spoken presentation, because once I got up there and started speaking, I actually really enjoyed talking, and I thought I would be a complete wreck, but I don't think I was.
You certainly weren't. I certainly enjoyed your presentation. It was great also that you brought along the stained glass so that we could all see that. A lovely piece of work, it really was. You've given us plenty of food for thought. Thinking about a particular audience we've got, the Year 10s that are just starting. I met my Year 10 student yesterday. What advice would you pass on? What pearls of wisdom, with the benefit of hindsight, have you now got to pass on to them?
I would say, don't put it off. Sit down and do it. And don't think, oh, it's ages away, and my GCSEs take priority. Because whilst they do, this is still a really good thing to have, and at the end of the day, you are glad you did it. And if you do have low points, just keep on pushing through. And yeah, I would say, most important thing, watch your timing, because do not leave it till the very end, otherwise you'll get in a real pickle.
Once again, very wise.